second bracha, the Amida, is the bracha of Yitzchak Avinu. Of course, Yitzchak plays a major role in the Rosh Hashanah story, leading the birth of Yitzchak on the first day, the Akedas Yitzchak on the second day. This is the bracha of Gvura. Yitzchak is Gvura, inner strength, resilience, courage, conviction. Yitzchak Avinu is the one who's able to walk quietly, confidently, unflinchingly to the Akedah. Yitzchak is the one who teaches us to tap into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength, his Gevurah, his might. Interestingly enough, the Midrash tells us that when Yitzchak Avinu comes down from the Akedah alive, he makes the bracha of Mechaya Mason. How are we meant to tap into this? So, Bein Sin Aibshetz in the Yaris Dvash, in Dersh Aleph, says, when we get to the bracha of Gevura, of strength, we praise Hashem, because remember, we're in the beginning of the Amidah, it's time of praise, it's Shevach. We praise Hashem for His Gevura, especially for those things where the key to them is in Hashem's hand only. It wasn't given over to a shliach. What was that? Gesham Imrein, Tchias HaMesim. Parnasa. So the way the Rekeach lands. And to instill within us the Emunah of Tchiasam in Tchiasam Esim with Emunah Shlema. Hashem said it, He's good for His word. He promised that ultimately the dead will arise again. That's the ultimate Gevura. That's a Gibol Olam Hashem. You alone are truly strong. You have the ability to do absolutely anything and everything. Tchias HaMesim. That which seems the most impossible, there is nothing more final in this world than death. And yet you, Hashem, have the ability to reverse that. Not just on an individual scale. Not just like Eliyahu and Elisha. But on a mass scale to bring the dead to life. Unbelievable. Then we see Hashem's Gevura in other things. Because Gevuras Hashem is not just found in the big, not just in the big aspects. Mechalkel chayim b'chesed. Hashem sustains us. How He heals us, He protects us. He is matir asurim. Hashem releases captives. There is nothing that comes close to Hashem in terms of power and strength. That's Gevura. We'll revisit Gevura later on. Ois b'yadcha Gevura b'minecha. But right now, to understand the being to whom we are speaking has all the strength, all the power, all the might. None is any effort for Him. To tap into Hashem's strength, to allow our ego to get out of the way when we're trying to achieve things in this world. Because all the strength and all the power is His. If we can allow ourselves to be kelim, to be vessels, to allow Hashem's Gevura to work through us. When we're striving for parnasa, for example, that it's not koichi v'aitzim yadi, my strength, the might of my hand. Rather, it's Hashem. Hu ano yisein lecha koyach la'asus chayil. He's the source of our power. So the bracha of Gevura, certainly on Rosh Hashanah, when we're asking for parnasa, when we're asking for resources, to understand He is the only address to turn to and He has the ability to deliver. He has all the strength, all the power, all the resources. Atagiba la'ilam Hashem. That puts us in our place, but also enables us to develop a sense of confidence and inner resolve as we tap into the Gevura of Hashem, which is ultimately the Gevura of Yitzchak Avinu.